Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Stephanie Lule joins us, and you guys had an interview with the mayor recently. What was the big takeaway, Stephanie?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Mayor Brandon Johnson is closing in on his second anniversary as mayor, marking the middle of his first term. Our reporter, Mac Lederman, pressed him on his record so far, asking him tough questions about his wins and his political missteps. And he made an interesting admission in the interview. He told Mac that he believes he hasn't done enough to convince Chicago of the job that he's doing. He also talked about how he draws inspiration from Jesus and why he believes none of his flubs are as bad as Rahm's or Daley's in this wide-ranging interview. And you can read it all at our site, blackclubchicago.org.
Yeah, they have definitely had a communications problem in the mayor's office. That's not the only problem, but good for him for dealing with that. Maybe we'll get him on our show now. This is something a lot of people don't know about. It's a Secret River concert series in Chicago, and with the warmer weather, it's a good time to let people know about this.
Yes, if you're looking for some fun, free entertainment, there are live bands that are jamming out on a concrete pillar in the Chicago River near the Belmont Avenue Bridge. It's the Secret River Concert Series, and it's back for another season. Self-proclaimed River King Ben Kinzinger began hosting these Secret River shows in 2022, delighting fans and, quite frankly, confusing people who were passing by. And the next performance is Sunday, and you can catch a bunch of bands there. There will be shows from noon, and it will last until sunset.
And on top of a concrete pillar in the Chicago River near the Belmont Avenue Bridge. And if you want more details, go to blackclubchicago.org. Stephanie, tell us about Chicago's two sets of national debate champions.
Yes, in the fall, we told readers and WGN listeners that Chicago Debates, an award-winning debate program that has produced some of the city's best and brightest, was in trouble of closing because it saw its budget slashed by Chicago Public Schools. Thankfully, donors and organizations stepped up to fill that funding gap so the program could stay open in schools across the city. And it looks like that hard work paid off. Kenwood Academy seniors Caitlin Shaw and Amati Washington, and Back of the Arts College Prep students Angel Tier Blanca and Wendy DePaz are now national debate champions after they bested competitors to take top honors at a national competition in Atlanta. And congratulations to them.
For sure. And it's not just Beyonce in concert that's getting the fans excited around here now. It's a whole Beyonce fest, isn't it?
Yes, all weekend long, Beyonce is in town for a weekend of shows Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Soldier Field. But even if you aren't going to see her, there are a lot of there are a number of events across the city to celebrate. We've rounded up 11 ways Chicagoans can celebrate Queen Bee's arrival in Chicago, including Cowboy Carter Karaoke Saturday at Haymarket, featuring a live band karaoke experience, and a Southern Beyonce brunch Sunday at In Session Soundbite Lounge in the West Loop. And you can see the full list at our site.
11 ways to celebrate Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in Chicago at blackclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule, thank you, Stephanie. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.